You and I are building for eternity. We must watch the building materials we use. Are they wood, hay and stubble, or gold, silver and precious stones? I said I would explain what I meant about giving and finances being spiritual as well as physical. Preoccupation with anything less than God in this life causes darkness and confusion right across our lives, not just in the area of giving. Our focus must be on Him in all things and at all times, or we will miss the higher path. In Jesus' teaching on the parable of the good seed and the harvest, it was not necessarily sin that caused the seed to be choked. It could have been thorns and briars of constant demands on finances from worthy causes that were the source of unfruitfulness, not necessarily profligate living. We've already given the Lord our finances when we prayed the Lordship Prayer, but each individual situation must now be brought under His scrutiny. There is no shortage of worthy causes, but it's the ones He wants us to give to and help that we need to find. We must also bring our own private spending under His control. Most often I find that what I thought I needed, read, must have, isn't really important at all. It's not on His agenda. God has a plan for your finances, and it may well not line up with your plan, but hey, you're under new management. Personally, I've swallowed hard on a number of occasions when Father has asked me to give more than I really wanted to in a direction I didn't think I wanted to give anyway. I've never refused Him. Do I lack anything? Of course I don't. He is the source of my provision and therefore the source of my direction in how I distribute what I'm given. It's called stewardship, not ownership, which we will come back to. Suffice it to say that any of you who like to be in control of anyone or anything are in ownership, not stewardship. You will find the me and mine words not far from your lips, if you're honest. We may love to give freely and be seen to be generous, but the purpose of giving is not to feel good. It is to invest our time, money and lives in the kingdom in the way in which the King directs. Money is only one currency we have. Time is our most valuable currency, but more about that later too. It's important to God that we grow up in maturity in order that He can trust us with the kingdom. Use or misuse of our treasure, whether that be great or small, contributes to our alignment with Him and therefore our growth and suitability for reigning and ruling in this life and the next. See you tomorrow then.